I thought for an hour we were the better team. I thought we would look very organised, very disciplined, and made a good team look average for an hour. I thought the chance where Dukara got in was the only real chance of the game. He's put it wide, but it gave them a lift, and we dropped a little bit deeper after that. But we switched off the goal, and that's disappointing. It's disappointing because I've seen John Egan's goal back as well, and that looks onside. So, you know, we go away with nothing.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I mean, the goal in the first half that was chalked off, I mean, it's tight margins, but it looks as if that was harsh.
Yeah, it looks very harsh. You know, it looks level, and it's something that we work on the training ground as well, you know. So we've had one chalked off because of the officials, but, you know, we didn't deserve to lose today, that was for sure. I thought it was a really good performance from the players again. Typical Championship game, there was nothing in it, and, you know, we're disappointed to go away with nothing.
The system seems to be settled down now. Everyone seems to know their roles. You seem to be very happy with that as a system. Seems to be very effective.
Yeah, it is. I think the players, you know, it takes time to take to a new system, but they understand their roles. There's still a few little bits to iron out and to get better at, and that will come on the training ground over the coming weeks. But I can't be disappointed how the system is at the moment, and I think it gives the opposition problems because you know, I thought we were very comfortable in the first half.
What do you say in the dressing room after that's happened, like that? What do you say to the players? Because I know you focus on performance as well as results.
Yeah, I mean, we just spoke about that. We didn't deserve that. You know, keep talking about little things that. You have to get all the little things right to go and get a performance and get a result, and unfortunately we just switched off they've run out quickly to get, I think Johan slipped over for the corner, and they run out and take a quick corner and we don't react quick enough, and you know, they get a free header in the box.
Is that lessons that have to be learnt though?
Yeah, certainly that's something that we know we can get better at. You know, I think Woods is not looking at the corner taker at the time. You know, but it's understandable. He's just chased down and blocked the cross for the corner, and he was shattered. He'd ran some distance today, as did all the players. And you know, but it is them little margins that you have to get better to, you know, go and get a result.
Only two teams have come here and shut Leeds out. I think Huddersfield earlier this season when they were really flying, and Newcastle United. You got very, very close to that. Is that when you analyse it again, is that what you accentuate as a positive to the players this week?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be positive to take out of it because, you know, Leeds are, you know, doing well in the table at the moment. And as I said, we made them look average for an hour. And that was down to us being organised, being disciplined, but also being good when we had the ball. We was probably a little bit looser on the ball in the last half an hour and gave it away too cheaply. And that probably, you know, enabled them to come on to us a little bit more and us drop a bit deeper.
Word on Tom Field. I mean, he's a young player, he's a teenager, but he didn't look overawed by the circumstances in which he was playing. He played very well.
Yeah, I thought he was good today. You know, Sacco's got a lot of pace. He got tight to him. He never let him get inside him. And it was a really steady performance from him. And he's one who we believe can get better. And, you know, he's come in after an injury and the system suits him at the moment. And,
you know, it's a 6-day gap, I think, to the next game. No, longer than that, it's a 7-day gap. So, frustration, though, sometimes can fester, but also it can sort of energise, can it? Is that what you're going to hope with the player?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody had offered me 6 points out of nine at the start of the week, I'd have certainly taken them. But, you know, just the manner of the defeat here today is a tough one because we should have come through this week unbeaten, but it wasn't to be.